We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We live at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We'll be here until 8 o'clock tonight. If you're in the area, come on by and see us and do a little gaming. Also, man, you got a late supper, you can come here. Number one buffet on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Bob, my main concern with the Saints certainly is the linebacking position from a health standpoint.
Yes.
In that early in training camp, right when it started, Pete Werner was not available. He had a groin injury. Came back, practiced a while, and now he's back on the sidelines again. And, man, when that happens, that draws up the red flag with me.
Without a doubt.
Something is going on with that groin injury again.
Well, Mike, they're not going to keep bringing in these linebackers. Bobby, what about the linebackers on the roster? No, they're still trying to have the best of the best on the field. So there's a reason why they went after Kiko Alonso. And then you look at, he retired. He was coming in, Chase Hansen. And now Bostic.
John Bostic.
So, and you know what? I want to thank Christian Garrick for sending me this. And this is true. He said, remember when Sean Payton called Keenan Lewis's injury a groin? Okay, now think about this. Keenan Lewis, his injury is a groin. Well, then 3 days later, he had surgery for a sports hernia. Now, you could say, I'm just saying, you know, whatever. So, Mike, I would not be one bit surprised if we find out that Pete Werner is a sports hernia.
That's a little bit more serious than we thought.
Yeah, and that it'd be like, well, you know, it's not just going to – it's a sports hernia. It's not just going to get better by itself. I mean, to me, and, you know –
Bob, the second time he went down,
yes,
that, to me, drew up the red flag.
Yeah, so but without a doubt. So, now, we don't know. We're just speculating. We're not saying anything, and – I think one thing about Dennis Allen, way more than Sean Payton, he's been more straightforward dealing with injuries. Sean would always be, well, we're going to let you know when we want to let you know, or I'll get back to you about even when Taysom. Remember with the ribs? Because then if Dennis Allen wouldn't have done that, what would we be speculating about?
We thought it
was Liz Frank. Yeah, and it has nothing to do with that. It's ribs. And the same thing even with Jameis. Whether it's like ankle or foot, I mean, he's been pretty straightforward, except for this. But this guy is a little uneasy about Pete Werner because technically it's a groin and then where it connects, sports hernia, that's a new fashionable term. Who it was that was not productive, and God rest his soul, I want to say Will Smith. Remember Will Smith wasn't getting as many sacks, and he fought through the season. Mike, I want to say he wasn't productive at all. And then we find out the season's over. He had to have sports hernia surgery.
And a shoulder injury at the same time.
And so, you know, when you're trying to thump people, you might say, and hit people, contact sport. No, a sports hernia and how you run and all that. Now, again, we're speculating, but there's a reason why we are speculating. Because as of late, the number of linebackers that they've brought in, that was not here in OTA or minicamp.
They should have signed Quan Alexander. You're going to set that off.
But then Quan Alexander, I don't know where. He was damaged goods.
Staying healthy, too.
I don't know where he's at with the Jets right now. He might be healthy.
I'd bubble wrap him.
Yeah.
He don't need preseason.
Yeah.
I want him in the regular season.
Well, the same thing, and I think you kind of joked with me and told me, Teron Armstead with the Dolphins. I mean, the Dolphins want him to block the, for Tua.
He practices once a week.
He practices once a week because they know what he could do. I mean, come on, Trevor Penning, we need him to practice twice a day right now instead of once a week.
We'll be back with more second guests right after this break on the Big 870. We'll have Ron Higgins to talk LSU football, the Miles Brennan situation, and now Jaden Daniels, the starting quarterback for LSU, right after this break on the Big 870.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, longtime columnist, followed LSU football over 30 years, and now he writes for TigerDetails.com, Ron Higgins. And Ron, the more this sport goes, the more you say, well, I think I've seen it all, and then you see something else. Today, Miles Brennan leaving the LSU football team and basically saying he's given up his football career. How big of a surprise was it to you? Because we could see maybe some of the breadcrumbs with Jaden taking most of the snaps with the first team unit. But when he got moved back to the third team, I think that was the final straw.
I think it was, too. But first, I'm going to say this. There have been a few athletes I've come across here at LSU that I admire more than Miles Brennan.
Yeah.
And I tell you why. He never complained or bitched about his playing time when he was a backup. He did everything he could to get himself ready to play in games. He came to LSU, he was too thin, he worked hard to get in the weight room, get his weight up. He studied hard, the game hard enough to where he got to a point where all his reads were smooth. He always put the team in the right play.
Charlie, we're going to get Charlie Long to call back Ron Higgins. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll try to reconnect with Ron Higgins from TigerDetails.com. And we'll take a break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're back here on the second guest show. Mike Dettiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We have on the line back with us Ron Higgins from Tiger Details. Ron, sorry about the connection. We had to go to break and connect back with you. But you were talking about your respect for Miles Brennan and staying at LSU and doing a lot of the hard work that you want your quarterback to do.
He did everything possible to play football at LSU. He put in the work. He put in the time. He was a good teammate. He never, knowing that he was guilty of, he had bad luck. And sometimes you can't overcome that. And unfortunately, also, I had a new coach with just maybe he didn't quite fit. But this is what I really respect about him. And I wouldn't blame Miles if he wanted to transfer somewhere else. If you want to go, you know, look, he's got a pro prospect arm. If you want to go 1AA and play and make a lot of and put a lot of yards, it's fine. But the fact that he made the decision that he's chased this thing since he was about 6 years old or 7 years old, and he decided, you know, enough is enough. I'm going to get on with my life. And that's a hard decision to make. And you know, a lot of football players don't get a chance to make that decision. I know Bobby knows how hard that is to give up something that you love a bit.
Right.
And also, what I think what Miles understood was that he doesn't have anything to prove. You know, he has a national championship ring. He led a touchdown drive in a national final game. But what Miles is going to take would have been more than the three games he started and the fact he had more yards and touchdowns as a starter than anybody else in the first three games of LSU. And the fact that, and Bobby can relate to this, what will stick with you over the years are the guys you played with more than the game. And all those guys will have the ultimate respect for Miles Brennan. They love him. They wish him well, but they will never forget him. He won't forget him. That's why Miles may have to keep his mind, but like, don't have me to move on.
Now, Ron, when you look at the business of football, that's when I think a lot of young players have to realize that coaches might promise you something, or it might be misconstrued how what they're telling you, or maybe you're hearing what you want to hear, and it's always a competition. But the one thing, when Miles entered the transfer portal, because you never know what direction the team's going in, when he entered the transfer portal, to me, as soon as
Jaden Daniels,
when Coach Kelly went getting Jaden Daniels, you know, Miles is not privy to those conversations, but I would bet this happened to me. I would bet that Coach Kelly probably told Jaden Daniels, because you are a starter at Arizona State, you come here, you can win even bigger, and you could be our starter. Now, is that guaranteeing him a job? I know this. A.L. Williams, you know, from Woodlawn High School in Shreveport. I'm at Northwest Louisiana. This is like 1979. He promised Eric Barkley, he went to Fair Park High School in Shreveport, you transfer from Louisiana Tech to Northwest Louisiana, you will be the starter. Okay, well, I competed against him. I won 18 out of 20 practices, and they still gave him the starting job. Now, it wasn't too long that they put me in the second quarter because it wasn't working out with Eric Barkley, and I threw for 200 yards in one quarter, and all the team could see, like, why isn't he playing? I always say this, you know, not all coaches will have you back. Some coaches will have you back. I know Billy Laird. Coach Laird, his son Brad is the head coach at Northwestern. Brad Laird played at Ruston High School quarterback. But Billy Laird had my back. And if it had been up to Coach Williams, I never would have played quarterback, wouldn't even had a pro career. Who knows? I might be working offshore or whatever. But, you know, I'm just saying that the timing of everything that occurs – to me, that might have been in Miles' best interest. Now, I know he was wanted to be an LSU lifer, but I don't know. You have to travel. Whether you, let's say you're not familiar with Lincoln, Nebraska. I like to hunt and fish. Well, I don't know. You can upland hunt. You can go hunt pheasant and all up in Nebraska, whatever. You just got to go with the flow. And that's one thing I think, trying to be too much what you're familiar with and staying at LSU with that loyalty, that didn't really – give him anything from a personal standpoint as far as maybe him wanting to be a pro quarterback. I think you just have to be willing to move, especially this day and age. When you look at a transfer portal, what's going to call, what's going to happen. I mean, for instance, you can have two outstanding quarterbacks. Look in the future, beyond Jane Daniels. Let's say Nussmeier or Howard. Okay, they both want to play. Well, they're both not going to play. Does one stick around hoping the other one maybe you could have an injury and you want that depth? I mean, look how Joe Burrow got here. Now you could say, right. Well, how can you go with Haskins over Joe Burrow? But that's what they did. I just think a lot of young players, and that's why I don't hold it against them, that if they transfer because they want that opportunity trying to be at the right place, right time.
Well, I agree. I mean, deep down, I want to see him keep playing somewhere.
I agree with that.
If he looked around and see what system fits me, I mean, I need to go somewhere to throw the damn ball, okay?
Right.
Line me up in the shotgun and throw and me. And there's offenses like that. Where can I go right away and quickly understand the offense and know that I can play? I really believe he can still do that if he wants to do that.
And right.
I wish he would, and I hope he does, but I also respect his decision. Maybe he's disgusted and tired with all of it, but like you said, you got to realize this is a business, and you got to step outside your comfort zone, and, maybe you don't. Maybe you want to go halfway across the country to play somewhere, but you know what? That offense fits you, and it's going to put up big yardage. Call me crazy, but I still think he's a pro prospect.
Yes.
He's got size, he's got arm, he's got intelligence, he reads defense as well, he makes good decisions. I just hate to see a guy just waste that and say, I've had enough. He's come too far to do this. I just want him to find a new place where in an offense that fits him, that needs him. And I think it's got to be out there.
Yes, there's supply and demand, Ron. I'll tell you, there's a place out there. Now, you're almost like a military brat. You got to be willing to travel. And you might say, well, boy, that's a short time frame. How you going to learn the offense? Let me tell you, all of the routes are basically the same. You know what's different? Is the damn terminology, how you call things. So you know what you do? You get a wristband. And when you go in, you get a wristband. And you're like, okay, the coach tell you run play 14. Then you just read that wristband. Now you got to study what you're doing as far as your reads. But the route concepts, I'm telling you, everybody basically runs the same thing. It's just different terminology, how you got to spit it out in the huddle. So that's why short term, a mouse could go somewhere and pick up something quickly. If someone, like with the whole wristband thing, and play to his style. No, they have college teams out there that he could do that.
I agree. And look, if there's anybody who's knows how to learn new offensive schemes in a hurry and the different guys, it's him. He's been
right.
Through
he's been through enough coordinators at LSU that it wouldn't be, you sort of used to it. Ron, I was on a national show out in Las Vegas this weekend, and they asked me, okay, take Kayshon Boutte out of the mix. Give me a star player on LSU's team for 22. I said, Mason Smith. Give me Mason.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen him, and Ron, the quick story, he grew a lot from 8th grade to 9th grade and into 10th grade. I had a friend of mine who was a lady lawyer from Homer, and her son had played against him. And so she tells me this guy's last name is Mason, and he's at South Terrebonne. And I said, well, okay, I think maybe it's Terrebonne. She said, yeah, Terrebonne.
Yeah.
So I go to game. I'm on the sidelines with the coach. I said, you got a guy here named Mason? He said, yeah. I said, last name? He's a senior? He said, oh, no. He said, he's a sophomore. He's right there. And it was almost like, you know, that old TV show, That Girl with Marlo Thomas. It was that guy. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And so he said, he knows who you are. Go talk to him. And he was at that time, yeah, I got three or four scholarships, but I'm planning on visiting LSU this weekend, so forth, so on. And I've seen that young man grow in that three-year time frame at Terrebonne. Last year, all-SEC freshman team. But if there's a star rather than Kayshon Boutte, it's Mason Smith. They don't have a lot of guys walking. that big, that fast, that strong, and he's such a smart player and understands this game at another level. I think he's got a chance not only be All-SEC, but All-American.
When I look at Mason Smith, it reminds me of that Reggie White film clip where he throws a defender into a running back into for a tackle. That's when I look at him, that's what I see. He's just so strong and so quick and just so freakishly athletic. Oh, my God. Yeah, I totally agree with that. I mean, I think he's going to – if he stays healthy, he have a huge year. And he just – he's one of those guys who come along. He's like, you don't realize how big he is and how strong he is because of how quick he is.
And then, Ron, before we go to break right quick, you know, we're always intrigued with freshmen who comes in, looks like they belong. Jalen Davis Robinson, I know Coach Kelly mentioned three guys. Then also Mason Taylor, talk about the gene pool there with Jason Taylor, his dad. But a physical specimen, how about Harold Perkins?
Yeah.
It seems like that when you look at it, built like a guy built like him, you just say, I don't know how he cannot play or give an opportunity.
Ron, doesn't he look a little bit like Debo?
Yeah.
Isn't
exactly.
He built almost that same size as Debo Jones?
Yeah, you know, same motor.
Yep.
I mean, really, I mean, everything. I mean, it's right on. They got four or five freshmen who are going to play. I mean, who will be ready to play? I mean, from the get go. Now we saw Will Campbell in the spring. We knew what he could do.
Yeah.
And now you start to see other people, other freshmen step up. You know, I was watching Mason Taylor today, and just in like, man, this guy, he's going to be huge. He's got a great body. And just, man, I mean, they should feel good that they got at least four or five freshmen right off the bat who are going to be pretty good.
Ron, I think one of the things, too, is going to be that kicking situation. Only because I know how much emphasis Brian Kelly spent on that. Brian Polian handled a lot of that as a special teams coach at Notre Dame. But every time he talks, he brings up special teams as a big part of his football team. And when you lose a guy like Cade York, man, there ain't a lot of those guys standing on the side of the road with their hand up in the air that can kick like what Cade could.
I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, I did a little research on this. The last 4 years, LSU ranked first in the SEC in field goal accuracy, almost 84%, and in kickoff touchback percentage. Because they lost Avery Atkins from last
year. Right,
right. I mean, they lost everything they had. And this and now they got a couple of a freshman, a redshirt freshman, a transfer. And they're kind of battling for place kicker kickoff duty. So, this is a huge area that people are kind of like forget about what they lost here. I mean, and the consistency they had in this area, and that's something that's going to mean they're going to have to fix pretty quick. I mean, they went and got a. The Notre Dame graduate transfer punter, Jay Bramlett, who's very solid. But the other stuff is really shaky, and it's still up in the air right now. I mean, Ron Kelly talked last week. It was still up in the air. They have a full-blown scrimmage on Wednesday morning in Tiger Stadium. The media is actually allowed in, which is like one of the greatest things ever.
Well, unbelievable. LSU.
Yeah, you know, they've taken the wall down the Kremlin. It's great.
Ron, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. We really appreciate it. Always insightful, and you do a great job, bud.
Thanks, Ron.
Y'all take care. See you.
Thank you, bud. Ron Higgins, who writes for Tiger Details, longtime columnist and has covered LSU for over 30 years.
He knows LSU.
He knows LSU. We'll be back with more Second Guess. And Ryan Fowler, who covers the Alabama Crimson Tide, will be on with us to finish it out on Second Guess.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dottiglia, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We had the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, the hosts on Tide, listen to me, Tide 100.9 The Game, Ryan Fowler. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us tonight, bud.
Hey, it is good to be on with you guys. Can you believe it? We are 19 days away from college football, so it's always fun to be able to talk a little college football with you guys. Thank you.
All right. Ryan, two questions for me. Opening the season up against University of Texas. Man, I think Texas fixing to find out just how good Alabama is. But if there's a question mark on that Alabama football team, for me, it would be offensive line play. I think that is the one. And listen, you never have everything, even on a national championship team. But if there's a question mark for the Tide, it's up front along the offensive line. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I would going into fall camp, and I think that was the question that, you know, I probably asked you a dozen times on our show here in Tuscaloosa. I think they fixed a lot of that. And
okay.
I think really it goes back to Coach Wolford coming in from Kentucky. For some reason, Doug Marrone just was not a fit here. And I'm not saying, you know, Doug Marrone's well-respected in the NFL, but I think coaching in the NFL, coaching at college is just two different things. For some reason, there was a disconnect between the players and Doug Marrone. I think Coach Eric Wolford's going to bring in a different, maybe Alabama physical approach that we've kind of come to expect, you know, in the Saban dynasty. I think they fixed the offensive line. I'll be shocked if this unit performs like they did last year.
Now, Ryan, with all the top defensive players or linebackers, whatever, just look across the board defensively, where would you rank all the Crimson Tide football that you've witnessed, Will Anderson Jr.? How do you view him?
Ryan ain't got no list.
Is he top of the list or
he's
what?
He's top of the list, Ryan.
Well, then listen, Derek Thomas is a guy that I was
okay, I didn't realize you covered it with Derek.
Yeah. Well, I didn't cover him. I didn't cover him, but growing up in the state of Alabama.
Oh, okay.
So Derek Thomas was my favorite player all time, you know, just watching him and the way that, you know, he's had 27 sacks in a season. But I talked to a lot of older people that covered both, that have covered Will Anderson, that have covered Derek Thomas, that, you know, that are around college football. They say that he's comparable, and that is some big shoes to fill. But the part that Will Anderson gets me is the 101 tackles from an outside perspective. But I think the part that he embraces the most this season has been leadership. He's taken that, you know, that defense and made it his own from an outside backer position. Every time we talk with him, he says all the right things. He feels like you're talking to a, you know, a 10-year NFL veteran. So Will Anderson, I cannot think of another player that I've covered here in the 15 years of Nick Saban's tenure that has been as impressive as Will Anderson. It is just off the wall, off the charts great for Will Anderson.
Now, Ryan, I know the natives get restless whenever, you know, win a championship, even though you are right there. What is their approach? I'm going to ask you, do they figure, can Alabama win a rematch or two against Georgia? Or, you know, obviously things change year to year. But what is the mindset, you think, with Alabama fans? They probably look at the expectations and the rankings, you know, coaches poll, you look at the Associated Press, everything, that Alabama's the top dog, pardon the pun, not the Bulldogs, but what is your take on that?
Well, and this team is hungry, and I think this fan base is hungry. And I think it started back at SEC Media Days when Bryce Young, he said at my table, And he said last year was a failure. And I went, really? I mean, the Heisman Trophy? He called it a failure. And I asked him, I followed it up, and I said, now, Bryce, you can't just slip out by calling it a failure. Why do you call it a failure? And he said, well, we accomplished some individual goals, but we didn't accomplish the main goal. And I'm sure that's coming from Nick Saban, the way that, you know, he attacks that locker room. And they've got the second-place trophy in the cafeteria. And there's got a note that's right up under the second-place trophy, and it's a question mark. And it says, is this acceptable at Alabama? So every player, when he gets his food, he's got to walk by that second-place trophy. So I think that also is what the fans approach. Saban has built the program here where it's just not acceptable to win second place. And that's sad, to be honest. I mean, you think about what it takes to accomplish success in college football, and for second place not to be ruled as a success, it's almost, look at Bryce Young, first Heisman quarterback, SEC championship, and that's considered a failure in Tuscaloosa.
Ryan, man, you're getting soft, man. You got to be the top dog. You can't accept number two. But, I'm just messing with you. Wide receiver-wise, losing Jameson Williams, then Mechie, what does it look like for the starters at wide receiver from Alabama? And, man, every year, over the last three or four, they have churned them out. And those guys are either first-round picks or second-round picks. They are really good players. What does it look like, and is Jermaine Burton part of that?
Well, Jermaine Burton is the number one wide receiver in the house right now. They've got some big injuries. JoJo Earl, Aaron Anderson from right there that you've told me about a million times,
yes,
from New Orleans. He's not healthy right now. And that's Alabama's tried to find somebody that can step into that role. So you got JoJo, you got Aaron Anderson. You've got Cameron LeTou. I know he's a tight end, but he's a big part of the passing offense. That's your problem. I mean, you hit it right there. They don't have the depth at wide receiver, and I think because of that, they're going to have to ask that rushing attack to carry this team, at least the initial part of that season. So when you look at the wide receivers is the issue, and Nick Saban called it inconsistent.
I think we lost Ryan there, but and we're getting close to the 8 o'clock hour anyway. But I want to thank Ryan Fowler from 100.9 The Game in Alabama, the flagship station of the Crimson Tide. And, Bob, what he's saying is the line issues from a year ago seem to be fixed. The problem may be at the receiving core, where they went out and get Jermaine Burton, who won a national title at Georgia, and he goes to Alabama. Sees an opportunity where he can come in and be a starter.
Well, Mike, it just goes to show you, what was the top receiver in the country, Pitt? Who he transferred to, USC? I mean, it's just the way it is. Us old folks, whatever, that have watched college football through the years, it's not the 20th century, it's 21st century, and you look name, image, and likeness, transfer portal. No, those things are going to happen. Mike, we got to accept it. It's just the way it is.
No, a lot of people don't like it, and they don't want to accept it, but times change.
But then you want to watch football. I want to watch football.
And so once it kicks off in August, Bob, you're going to forget about all that.
Right, right.
You're just going to want to watch the game. But what Ryan brought up about Will Anderson, we had Bill Curry on a year ago, I think on the first second guess, and he made the comment to us, watch Will Anderson. He's got a chance to be as close to Derek Thomas, and he coached Derek at Alabama. Pete Jenkins tells me, Mike, I'll be honest with you, the only guy I've seen with more talent than Will Anderson was Lawrence Taylor when he was with the Giants.
Well, that and the thing is, Derek Thomas, I played against Derek Thomas and, practiced against him even up in Wisconsin. Derek Thomas, they were fast and hit all the, but wasn't as big as LT and wasn't as big as Will Anderson.
Will Anderson's a big guy.
Now, Derek Thomas, can you imagine an NFL game this day and age? He had 7 sacks against Dave Craig when they played the Seahawks.
That's unbelievable.
7 sacks in
a
game.
And he missed the 8th.
Yeah,
he could have had that.
Yeah.
Bob ended for us tonight here on Second Guess.
All right, bonne nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Who that? Go, Saint.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.